Dictation for John Hubble, H-U-B-B-L-E, March 1348, addresses a letter to Dr. Seth, S-E-T-H, Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, consultation for Mr. Hubble with progressive renal failure, comes in company with wife. Underlying history of alcohol liver cirrhosis. Problems of itching. Keeping weight and appetite. No vomiting dysphagia. No esophageal reflux symptoms. Constipation without bleeding. There has been edema, well controlled now on diuretics. He's also doing minimal salt intake. Does have a distended abdomen, probably from ascites. Benign symptoms of claudications, no gross neuropathy, no discolor of the toes or ulcers. Much more active now. Has, however, chronic dyspnea. No oxygen inhalers for a sleep apnea, CPAP machine. Denies hemoptysis. Question some chest discomfort on activity, but also sometimes at rest, no pleuritic component, no syncope, has chronic back pain, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, his past medical history for prior hypertension now runs in the low side, probably from cirrhosis, denies diabetes, does have coronary artery disease with prior two stents within the last few years, no heart attack. According to records, congestive heart failure, but he was not aware of that. Aortic stenosis, no procedures, no arrhythmia or pacemaker, denies TIS or stroke, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no peripheral vascular disease, lower extremities or carotid arteries. There is anemia, macrocytosis, liver disease, no blood transfusion, denies kidney stones, gout, denies pneumonia. No liver biopsy has been done. Next paragraph, procedures for coronary artery, two stents, appendix, prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects to aspirin. However, he was desensitized and is able to use a low dose now. Problems of Benadryl, penicillin, anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present medications include aspirin, Protonix, Lasix, Coric, Aldactone, which is causing bilateral gynecomastia, hydroxyzine for purposes of pruritus control. Next paragraph, he smoked 2 packs per day since age 15, discontinued 35 years ago. He drank daily whiskey, discontinued 2 years ago. No family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 181. Blood pressure 84/48 on the right, 90/50 on the left, sitting position, large calf, no respiratory distress. There is an normal speech, alert orientation 3, normal eye movement on the nystagmus, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruit JBD, lungs are clear distant, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, bilateral gynecomastia, minor tenderness, some overweight of the abdomen, cannot rule out a small amount of ascites, no rebound guarding, no tenderness, liver or spleen. Today, no gross edema. Pulses are weak, but palpable upper extremities, fair to poor on the lower extremities, no gangrene, no asterixis, no focal deficit. The skin some pallor with maybe a component of jaundice. Next paragraph, I review your records as well as from the other consultants, gastroenterology Dr. Dan Ofori Darko, O-F-O-R-I hyphen, Darko is D-A-R-K-O. There has been prior paracentesis, moderate aortic stenosis, enlargement of the spleen, iron deficiency. He is a carrier of hemochromatosis with a high iron saturation in the 50-80% and chronic elevation of ferritin. Next paragraph, chemistries. Creatinine has risen within the last 1 year from 0.8 to 1.2, 1.4, 1.5, 1.8, and 1.9. This is from October. With a present GFR down to 36, a stage 3B. Low sodium 136, high potassium 5.3, elevated bicarbonate at 30, glucose in the 140s, normal albumin calcium, elevated bilirubin presently 1.8, other liver function tests within normal limits, anemia 10.7, macrocytosis 109, low platelet count 102, INR normal. Thyroid PSA within normal limits. Urine shows no blood, no protein. Next paragraph. There is imaging, ultrasound CT scan that shows liver cirrhosis, no bile obstruction, evidence of esophageal varices, calcification coronary arteries, large spleen 16.2. There is a cardiac cath from September 2021. The placement of a stent on the right coronary artery. Ejection fraction at 65-70% with moderate aortic stenosis. There is diastolic dysfunction. The pulmonary artery was considered normal, as well as the wedge pressure. So no evidence of pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure associated to cirrhosis. For the most part, no activity in the urine or blood protein or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis, which sometimes we see this as part of liver disease. There is also no reported evidence of a stone or obstructions based on prior imaging CAT scans. He has likely hepatorenal syndrome, type 2. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. His understanding of his liver disease is poor. We will continue chemistry on a regular basis. We discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure. Some people requiring dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15. Next number, liver cirrhosis, likely from alcohol abuse. Next number, enlargement of the spleen with chronic anemia and low platelets without evidence of active bleeding. Next number, pruritus in relation to chronic liver disease and elevated bilirubin. Next number, hemochromatosis carry with chronic elevation of ferritin, which also related from cirrhosis, as well as a high iron saturation. He was not aware of this finding. I discussed this with him. Next number, anemia multifactorial as indicated above, but also progressive renal failure, potentially EPO treatment, does not require intravenous iron at this point in time. No evidence of active gastrointestinal bleeding. Next number, no evidence of coagulopathy. Next number, prior hypertension presently running in the loci from liver disease. Next number, hyperglycemia, but isolated, no formal diagnosis or treatment for that. Next number, all issues discussed at length with the patient and the wife. We will keep educating. We'll follow with you and the dictation.